Not a classic Ulster club semi-final, but Glenn showed real character to ease to a 110-8 victory over Kerrigan at O'Neill's Healy Park. A late penalty from Glenn top scorer Danny Tallon, putting some gloss on the final score. A point lead for Glenn then at the break, with Kerrigan perhaps the happier of the sides. Danny Tallon opened the account for the Derry champions. Thomas McCann levelled, but Conor Glass on the run and Tallon from a tight angled free had Glenn ahead again. Kerrigan goalkeeper John McNabb and a well-taken Michael Warnock point had kept Glenn ahead before Ryan Dugan went close for a Waddy Graham's goal, his effort saved. Pat Shivers and McCann added Kerrigan points. Shivers also could have done better with a goal chance, but it was Glass who tagged on a free from a long-range effort to leave it 5-4 to Glenn at the break. But they also hit six ways over the course of the half. Tallon opened the second half to open the gap to 2 points. Alex Doherty couldn't finish a goal chance, and credit to Kerrigan, they battled away and hit points from Shivers, a first from play with a first touch from Kieran Bradley, and a score from Kevin O'Boyle, who also added a point. Doherty and Tallon, though, had kept Glenn ahead and the scoreboard ticking over. After 3 attempts at a free, Emmett Bradley eventually converted 2 to put Glenn in control, but McCann pulled a point back before the death. Tallon rattled in the only goal of the game from the penalty spot after Stevie O'Hara was fouled. A disappointing afternoon for Kerrigan, a battling performance from Glenn, who now take on Kilcoo in the decider. As it's finished here at O'Neill's Healy Park, Glenn 110, Kerrigan 8 points.